brought to you by Penguin. The World Before Us by Tom Higham. Read by John Sackville. A note on time and dates. Dates are often mentioned in this book, so a quick word on general terminology might be useful. The period, popularly known as the Stone Age, dates from approximately 3.3 million years ago until around 5,000 years ago, and thus covers more than 99% of human technological prehistory. It is divided into three parts: the Old Stone Age, or Paleolithic, the Middle Stone Age, or Mesolithic, and the New Stone Age, or Neolithic. The Old Stone Age is further divided into the Lower, Middle, Upper, and Late Paleolithic periods. The dating of these periods differs in different parts of the world. The Paleolithic begins with the earliest stone tools, which currently are dated at around 3.3 million years ago in Africa, at the Kenyan site of Lomekwi. The Middle Paleolithic begins 300,000 to 350,000 years ago and ends broadly between 40,000 and 50,000 years ago, depending on which region of the world is being considered. It embraces the period of the Neanderthals, as well as the development of tools made using a new approach called Levallois, in which stone tools became markedly more efficient in terms of the size of their cutting edge. The Upper Paleolithic follows, and has often been exclusively linked with our own species, although this is not likely to be strictly true anymore. This book focuses in the main on the Middle and Upper Paleolithic, and importantly, on the nature of the transition between the two. The Mesolithic period starts around 15,000 years ago, at the end of a long period of extreme glacial cold known as the Ice Age. As the climate of the world warmed, a range of new habitats opened up, and humans moved into these environments armed with distinct new stone tool technologies. From these new environments, they exploited a wider spectrum of food resources, such as small mammals and marine foods. The Neolithic, which begins around 10,000 BC, is characterized by the development of agriculture, which spread from several major centers depending on the crops and animals that were domesticated. The Neolithic is often associated with polished stone tools, a sedentary lifestyle, rather than hunting and gathering, and ceramics or pottery. Chapter 1. Introduction. Monday, the 22nd of June, 2015, at 9:10 a.m. One of the great moments of my life. I was in one of the laboratories at the Research Lab for Archaeology at Oxford University, where I have worked for the last 20 years. With one of my students, Samantha Brown, I was about to pick up for the first time the tiny bone of a human being who lived around 120,000 years ago. We had found it, one bone amongst tens of thousands of other fragments, using a brilliant new scientific approach called ZooMS, which is an acronym for Zooarchaeology by Mass Spectrometry. Sam's persistence over weeks in taking minute samples from over 1,500 tiny bone fragments for analysis from the site of Denisova Cave in Siberia had paid off. The bone was tiny, only 2.4 centimeters long, but, as we later discovered, very, very special. It is, so far, the only existing bodily remnant of a person who was a genetic hybrid, the offspring of two different groups of humans. This young woman's mother was a Neanderthal, and her father a Denisovan, a distinct group of humans that was discovered only in 2010 by geneticists at the Max Planck Institute in Germany when analyzing material from the Denisova site. Think of them as our distant cousins, and the closer cousins of Neanderthals, who lived mainly in Europe and the Levant between 250,000 and 40,000 years ago. This tiny bone represents the first time anyone has identified a first-generation F1 hybrid in archaeology. It has made us think about how often such events might have occurred between peoples in the deep past, and question what the species designations mean when it comes to different groups of humans. How can we really say two species are different if, as it seems from this finding, they can interbreed successfully?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?